There were four questions on the ballot for Massachusetts voters this year, and right now, three of those questions remain too close to call. For a breakdown of what we know and what we're still waiting to know, we're joined by WBUR's Yasmeen Ammer. Good morning, Yasmeen.
Good morning, Rupa.
So let's start with what we do know this morning, and that's the result of ballot question two, right?
So that's the ballot question that asked voters about whether or not they want to require dental insurance companies to spend a certain amount on patient care. So that means at least 83 cents of every dollar paid in premiums will go to things like, cleaning your teeth. The Associated Press reports that question passed, with the yes side getting 71% of the vote. The no side only got 29%.
Okay, so that's the question that's settled. Can you take us through the ones that haven't been settled so far?
The really big one is question one. So that's the so-called millionaire's tax. A yes vote on that question would impose a 4% surtax on any portion of income that's above $1 million. And right now, the yes side is ahead by 4 points. That's with about more than 80% of the precincts counted.
What have you been hearing from voters on this question?
So I went to poll places in Charlestown and East Boston. And most of the people I spoke to there supported it. Actually, those results in Boston and closely surrounding cities are in, and they did vote for this amendment. So one of those people that I spoke to is George Tagg. He owns a small consulting company. And if this amendment passes, his taxes will go up. But he still voted yes because he thinks the proposed tax is good overall for business.
It's about businesses supporting what they're using. Businesses are using the roads all the time. And we need to support our local community too and make sure that we have a strong workforce for businesses to be able to relocate here and stay here.
Ballot question four is also still undecided. That's the one involving driver's licenses, right?
Yep. So a yes vote on that question would keep a state law that will allow anyone to apply for a driver's license regardless of their immigration status. A no vote would repeal the law. And that was a law that was approved by state lawmakers last summer. So right now, the yes side leads by about 7 percentage points. And voters who I spoke to were mixed on this one. Opponents who said no said this is essentially rewarding people for being in the U.S. illegally. But supporters like Portia Pedro of East Boston says it makes roads safer.
I just think it's really important for people to be able to have driver's licenses. We know we have millions of people in the country who are trying to go through the system to get their paperwork. And without them being able to have licenses and interact in that way, it just creates things that are really unsafe and makes it so that if somebody gets in an accident, they're probably more tempted to leave.
Okay, and what's left? Question three.
Yep, that's the one that would expand how many state alcohol licenses a store can have. So far, it looks like it might be defeated. The no side is up by 10 percentage points right now, but it has not been officially called by the Associated Press.
WBUR reporter Yasmeen Ammer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Rupa.